Okay, today's daf is daf mem test. Today's learning is sponsored Lila Nishmas Nachum Leib Ben Yitzchak by Barbara Gordon and family. And for the partners of Shana, Refuah Shlema for Brindel Leah Bas Yehudis Ariella. Refuah Shlema Besoch Shachal Yisrael. Okay, so we got the top of mem test. I'm an Aleph here. The new Mishnah begins. We're going to finish the parak. It's going to be a pretty quick daf. The Mishnah tells us something we discussed many times, but this is a big machlokus in the Mishnah. What is the definition of a mamzer? Where does a mamzer come from? So the Mishnah says, Ezu mamzer, kol sher basar refers to a relative that shu below yavo divri Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one who holds that chai v'lavin is a subject that creates mamzeris. And here, according to the Mishnah, it's only true if it's a lav that is through a relationship, through relatives. But if it's a lav that's not through relatives, that would not generate a mamzer, according to the Mishnah. At least we'll see the Gemara expands that definition. But Rabbi Kiva simply says, chai v'lavin through sher basar would create a mamzer. Comes along now, the second opinion, Shimon ha-temani omer kol shechayav malav kareis bidei shemayim, that whenever there's an Isser Kares, that's what's going to generate a mamzer, much more expansive. And the Mishnah adds something which is very uncommon, v'halacha kidvarav. Rare do we see the Mishnah commenting on how it passed in the Shaila. And Tosas already points out in the very top here, Tosas says, Shimon ha-temani omer halacha kidvarav v'yafagav de'ein lemeidim halacha mipi gemara. That there's a bit of a girsa issue. It really should be mipi ha-mishnah. We never passkin based on mishnahs. We always passkin based on gemaras. It should say we don't passkin based on the mishnah, even though it says halacha kedvarav, we don't passkin like the mishnah. Nonetheless, this happens to be the psak, says Tosos. Hacha hilchazak kivasa. He goes on to prove from many gemaras, which clearly takes the stance that karis, that generates a mamzer. So, it is the correct halacha. And then the Mishnah says you get a third opinion. The first opinion is the lav generates a mamzer. The second opinion is that karis generates a mamzer. And the third opinion is Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol shechayav malav misas bezdin. Whenever they use misas bezdin, not every one of the arayos is a iser misas bezdin. They're all subject to karis. It says v'nichasu. Actually, this week's parsha, at the end of the parsha, Achrimos says v'nichasu, kol nefesh, and all arayos are subject to karis. But not all arayos have a Mises Bezdin attached to it, so he limits it only to those that have a Mises Bezdin will produce a mamzer. That's a three-way machlokis here in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah goes on to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Matzasi Megillas Yuchsin Mishalayim, I found some type of scroll of the yuchas of a particular family I found in Yushalayim. The Kasa Bud said on this Megillah, Ish Ploni Mamzer Me'eshes May Ashes Ish, that this person is a product of a illicit relationship in Ashes Ish, Likayim Divri Rabbi Yeshua, to prove the point of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Hatemani, that's Karis. Apparently, this Megillas Yuchsin paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. And now, before we finish the mission, the Tosas points out a little bit lower down in the Tosos here, Ish Ploni Mamzer, before the Tosas lines get wide, Tosas says, Ish Ploni Mamzer Ashes Ish. How come it had to specify in this Megillas Yuchsin what was the particular Avera? Couldn't it have simply said, Tema, Delo Nakin Chayvim Mises Bezdin Stam? It should have said that this person is a Mamzer because he's a product of one of their Arayos that was Mises Bezdin. Why be supposed so specific of Ish Ish, Achos Isha? Oh, we don't need to know the details of things, just simply Mises Bezdin. Vimishim Demaishish Haya Kachaya, Im Kemunalam Dehave Kirbishua? So it answers Tosav Yeshlomar, the Naked Ashes Ish, why? Lirabusa, there's a chiddush here, why they specified Ashes Ish. It's a fascinating Havamina in Tosos. The Afa Pishu Kal Mishar Chayav Misos, even though this is of the lesser, this is the worst, rather the least severe type of erva, even though it's a terrible erva, of course, but it's the least of them all, that the punishment is chenek, the lowest of the punishments, v'yeshlo heter b'chai oso, and if the husband divorced her, one can still marry her, so that's a heter that exists only by esh ish, so therefore there's certain kulas, one might have thought maybe that shouldn't generate a mamzer, k'mashmalon, that even a product of an esh ish would also generate a mamzer. That, either way, that's the three-way machlokas that appears in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah finishes off and says now, Ishto Shemesa Mutebachos, if a person's wife dies, he can marry her sister. If he divorces his wife, he cannot marry the sister if she's alive. But if she dies, the wife, one can marry the sister. Alternatively, Girsh, if he divorces his wife and then Mesa, then she dies after the divorce, also Mutebachos. Nisach la'acher, if the woman marries someone else after divorcing her first husband, and then Mesa, then she dies from that second husband, mutter b'achosa. These are all circumstances that seem to be pretty obvious once we have the underlining principle. And the Gemara at the end is going to tell us that you're right. This is really unnecessary to go through every possible case, but the Mishnah did it anyways. And similarly, the Mishnah says a Yavamto, a person's sister-in-law who lost her husband, who's a Omei Shemeres Yavam, Shemes, if she dies, Mutter Bachos, you can marry the sister of the Yavama. Chalitzla, if you performed Chalitzater, Umesa, then she dies, also Mutter Bachos, you can also marry the sister of the Yavama, who's now the Chalutza. And this is La'achar, if the Yavama, after getting Chalitza, she marries somebody else, and Mesa, she dies, also Mutter Bachos, you can marry the sister of that Chalutza as well. Okay. The Gemara now wants to understand, what is this machlokas between Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon HaTemani, and Rabbi Yehoshua? So how do they have the machlokas? What exactly creates a mamzer? So Gemara explains, my time at the Rabbi Kiva. So we have to understand the pesukim for a second. If you take a look, the pasuk says, lo'ikach, it says, lo'ikach ishes eshes aviv, lo'igala kanaf aviv, it says in the pasuk. That's one pasuk. And then it says two pasukim later. We'll see why it skips a pasuk. That's pasuk aleph of the perek. And then the pasuk gimel of the perek, it says, lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem gam dor asiri lo yavo lo b'kal Hashem. So the almost juxtaposition of the pasuk of lo yikach ishes aviv, lo yigala kanaf aviv, the pasuk of lo yavo mamzer, there's a relationship between these two different pasukim. Now before you understand fully the pasuk, we have to look at Tosos. How could the Gemara ignore the middle pasuk? It just jumps over the middle pasuk. That's not a hekesh, that's not smuchim, there's a pasuk sandwiched in between. So look at Tosos that says, v'kasiv lo yavo mamzer. So, vim tomer v'ha mafsik kra. The Liyava Psua Daka Ben Time. It says in between the Pasuk Loikach Ishes Aviv, Eshes Aviv, to the Pasuk Liyava Mamzer, there's another Pasuk that talks about Psua Daka. So how do you make a smuchim? How can you make a hekich between these two Psukim? So tell us the answers. V'yeshomer, Dechaven Delava B'nei Banim Ninu. Since the Psua Daka cannot have children, Lo Shaykh Minayu Mamzer, Lo Chashuv Hefzig. It's not Shaykh to the Parsha. You can't talk about a Mamzer, but Psua Daka. Psua Daka can't have children, so therefore it makes sense that Loyava Mamzer is referring to the Pasuk prior to Psua Daka. So, either way, we have these two psukim, molikach ish es eshish aviv, loigala knaf aviv, and that's next to the pasuk, I guess, in our drush at least, to loyavo mamzer, says the Gemara. So, dichsiv, it says, loikach ish es eshish aviv, loigala knaf aviv, kanaf, shira aviv, loigala, that which was seen by the father, one cannot reveal. What's that referring to? So, we had a machlokas earlier in the Masechta, what erva is this referring to? So, according to Savrala Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva holds, like Rabbi Huda's understanding, that this pasuk of Kanaf Aviv is Amar Ba'nus is Aviv HaKasav Medaber. Havilei Chayvi Lavin. If a father was Ma'anes, a woman, her son wants to marry her, that's a Isser Lav, not an Isser Erva, because he never married that woman, that Anusa. It was just through Ones, and therefore it's only a Chayv Lav, and yet still, that produces Lo Yavo Mamzer. So that's how Rabbi Kiva knows. V'samich lei lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. Alma, therefore we could conclude, mehani, havi mamzer, these types of relationships, chayvi lavin, is subject to creating a mamzer. And now, we're still within the world of Rabbi Kiva. Ule Rabbi Simai, demar b'sher shar chayvi lavin, de lav sher. So this only talks about a lav, that's a lav within relationships of family relationships. What about a lav that's not part of the share, that's not part of relationships, such as what? Rashi gives a few examples, I'll say them outside. A person machshe gushaso, a person gets married, he divorces his wife marries somebody else, and then she gets divorced, or she becomes an amana, she may not marry her first husband, that's a lav. But that's not a lav through relationships. That's not like a anusa's aviv, a person's father's anusa. That's stama lav. But nonetheless, Rabbi Simai holds that type of lav can produce a mamzer. Alternatively, says Rashi, a nesina may not marry a Yisrael. That's also a lav of los hischatem bam. That's not a lav of she'er. That's just stama lav. So how do you know that those types of lavin also will produce a mamzer according to Rabbi Simai? So Gemara says, Rabbi Simai, the marbe shar chayvi lavin de lav de she'er. And also further, Rabbi Yishavev, Demarbe Afilu Chayvi Asay, that he also says not only will a lav produce a mamzer, but even an Isser Asay, and Rashi gives the example of marrying a Mitzri or an Adomi, we'll see later on in the Gemara, that too is not allowed, but that's only an Isser Asay, and yet he holds that produces a mamzer. How does he know? The Pasuk only talks about a lav a lav, not an asay. And the Gemara answers, no, because it said in the pasuk, nafka lahu mi velo. The extra letter vir doesn't say lo yava, it doesn't say lo yigala, it says vir lo yigala. That extra vav comes to include not only a lav of share, but even a lav that's not share, and even an asay as well. That's all the world of Rabbi Akiva. Comes along now, Bishimon HaTeimani, who holds that Chiv Kares, is how we paskin, Chiv Kares, what it produces a mamzer. He Savrala Kurabon. He holds like the Rabbanim that interpreted the words, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv, is not referring to a Nusus Aviv. Rather, he holds like the Rabbanim, who explained that Damri Bishomeres Yovam Shal Aviv HaKosav Midaber, the Havile Chayve Krisis. It's referring to the Shomeres Yavam of the father. The father, Shomeres Yavam, in other words, is his sister-in-law. That's an Isser Irva, an Isser Karis of Eishes Ach. And Samech La, Lo Yavo Mamzer, Alma Mechayve Krisis, Havi Mamzer. So since he interprets the words that Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv to refer to Shomeres Yavam of the father, which is an Isser Karis, Lo Yavo Mamzer is referring to that. That Isser Karis is what produces a Mamzer. And then the third opinion in the Gemara is Rabbi Shua, who holds only Chiv and Mises Bezim. How does he understand? So here's a bit of a chiddush here. Rabbi Shua, Lichto Rachmana Leigale Loikach Lamali. So how can the pasuk has to say two phrases? Why does it say Loikach Ish as Ashes Aviv Veloigale Knaf Aviv? According to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua HaTeimani, they only darshan the second half of the pasuk of Loigale Knaf Aviv. They ignored the first half of the pasuk entirely. Says Rabbi Yeshua, how do you ignore the first half of the pasuk? It should have simply said the pasuk lo yigala. Why does it also say lo yikach? So it makes the following drasha, and he says, Ela lav hachi kamar. Is this not how we should interpret the drasha? Mi lo yikach, a lo yigala havi mamzer, tfei lo havi mamzer. He says that we're only darshing the first half of the pasuk. We're not going on lo yigala, rather going on lo yikach. That's the drasha. And lo yikach, as Eishes Aviv, that's Chiv Mises Bezdin, and that's what's going to dictate a mamzer, not Chiv Kares. So if you look at Rashi to explain a little bit better than what I'm trying to do, says Rashi three wide lines down, lo yikach ish as Eishes Aviv, lo meli lemechtav, why mention this in the pasuk at all? El Shmami, now the fact that it's seemingly unnecessary to mention or really out of place here, midechseva, the lo yavo mamzer Allah kai, that the Isser lo yavo is referring to the first half of the pasuk, diminahu, that type of relationship will generate a mamzer. Havi mamzer mishum de chavi misasu, ve'alo yigale knaf aviv lo kai, he's not referring to that at all. And that's a fancy type of joshua that Rabbi Shua has, that chiv misas bezim is what creates a mamzer. So now the Gemara says, okay. Now, according to all opinions, Amar Abaye says, Hakol Moldim, everybody agrees, Abaye says, Biba al Hanida, person who's Baal Hanida, says Rashi, before you turn the page, Viafa Gab the Kai Bakaris, even though a person who's Baal Hanida is subject to Karis, Ain Havlad Mamzer. Everybody agrees that Chiv Karis of Nida will not generate a Mamzer. And so too says the Gemara on Amar Abaye now, Vial Hasota She'ain Havlad Mamzer. A Sota, Rashi explains, is a person, a woman who's Ashish Ish. She's and she's subject to drinking. She's also to be with her own husband. There's a chiv lav there. So even though in general Rabbi Kiva holds a chayvi lav and is subject to kariah, to mamzer, when it comes to one's own sota, even though there's a lav, that will not generate a mamzer. So these are two cases that everybody agrees will not create a mamzer. A nida, even though there's kariah, won't generate a mamzer. And sota, even though there's a lav, for those who think a lav creates a mamzer, will also not produce a mamzer. How do we know this? So the Gemara brings a proof, two proofs that Nida and Sota are not subject to mamzer. How do we know? It says the pasuk Nida to tafsi bekedushim, because if a person were to marry a woman who's a Nida, although it's usher to do so, and although there's an Isser Karis, nonetheless the kedushin is chal. Shenemar vatid nidasa alav lashon tihi is lashon havaya. I feel b'shas nidasa. There's havaya. There's still going to be kedushim. So you see from this, by the way, it's not the iser that creates the mamzeres. It's really the tvisas kedushin. If it's tvisas kedushin, that's not going to create mamzeres. And so to sota nami da tafsib kedushin, sota as well kedushin is chal. What does it mean? Kedushin is chal. They're already married. So says Rashi. Rashi writes, if you look at Rashi, six narrow lines down, the ha tafsi bekedushin, leisha, the afla acha shezinza, even after she's mizana, lo pokim mine kedusha arishom, it does not remove the initial kedushin. So by nida, it can create kedushin, and by sota, the kedushin is retained. And that's why there's no iser mamzeres for those two cases. Now, Tosas takes issue on Rashi's understanding of sota. So if you look at Tosas, the maskal sota, nami, the tafsi bekedushin. He quotes Rashi first, and then go down the second line, the Kashadri. Denida nami lo paka kedusha. Why not have the same drasha? Why not have parallel examples? Meaning, if a guy is married to his own wife, and he's ba'al aleha, when she's nida, shouldn't we say lo paka kedusha rishonim, just like we said by the Sota case? How do the cases be exactly the same? Why is one case about creating kedusha, and one case about retaining the kedusha? So it says Tosos, v'afil hachi, itzrich kral asuyed, the tafsa b'kedushin. Even though we could have interpreted that kedushin is not paka, we still need a special drush to say that kedushin is chal when she's a nida. So Tosos says, you're right, the cases are really actually parallel. He argues in Rashi that just like that one can marry a woman who's a nida, so too a person can marry one who's a sota. What does it mean he's married one who's a sota? The Tosa says, V'amari, the garcinan, v'chein barov svarm, sota nami, haksib be havaya, it says havaya by sota as well, v'tafsa b'kedushin, perish, kishagirsa, his wife is a sota. He divorces her, and machzir, he remarries her, that havaya, that kedushin will be chal, not to retain the kedushin. Of course, the kedushin remains. We're talking about creating a new kedushin. That'll be chal. The chsiv be haynu kra lios lo leisha. It says by sota havaya as well. So that's the two parallel cases that everyone agrees that both sota and nida, although there are yisurim involved, will not generate mamzeris. And Gemara brings a proof 4 lines down. Tanya namihachi. The Braisa says that hakol modem, everybody agrees, but ba'ahal nida, vahasota, vial. It's a third case we didn't mention earlier. Vahasota, rather, val shemers yavam, she'ein hava mamzer. So these three cases will not generate a mamzer. So we saw nida, we saw sota. So where's this case of shemers yavam? So what's going on there? So the situation is, if you look at Rashi writes, shemers yavam, that le'echa me'ashuk below chalitza. You have a shemesh yavam, she's waiting for chalitza, she doesn't get the chalitza, she goes and marries someone from the shuk, she ain't have la mamzer. That child, that product will not be a mamzer. V'afilu Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds a lav in general, is subject to nisr. Here the kedushin will be chal, and Rashi goes on to bring the proof based on this. So then the question is, so there are really three examples that do not generate mamzer. So why didn't Abaye mention this? Abaye only mentioned Anida and Sota. So Gemara says, Abaye Shemeris Yavam Mishafchalei Ikarav Ikishmuel. He wasn't sure whether Rav or Shmuel was correct. Because the truth is, the Gemara tells, Rashi tells in the Gemara Daf Tzadi Beis, there's a machlokas whether or not a Shemeris Yavam who holech l'shuk, whether or not that Kedushin is chal or not chal. Rav holds the Kedushin is not chal, in which case it would produce a mamzer according to Rabbi Kiva, and Shmuel holds that the Kedushin is a chal, you would require get, and therefore it would not generate a mamzer. And since it's a machlokis in the Amorim, he didn't want to take a position, and he left that one out.
So, how does the Tfizas Kedushin here work within Rabbi Kiva? Like, the whole analysis is lav, so why is it relevant for him, like, by Anida?
Right. I think he holds,
this whole thing, Hakol Modem Babal Anida, why is
no, because Rabbi Kiva agrees if a lav creates mamzeres, Kal Vachomer Karis will create mamzeres as well.
Yeah, but why should it matter that, okay, you could be Tovis Kedushin with Anida, but it's still a lav?
I think Rabbi Kiva holds that Chayvi Lavin Ein Kedushin Tovsin.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so then the Gemara says, around 8 lines down, 2 dots, the Gemara quotes, Amar Bishim ben Azai, he was one who held that Karis creates the Megillah Yuchsin, he said. So the Gemara says now, Tanya Shimon ben Azai, Omer Matasi Megillah Yuchsin, Bishlaim, Vakasa Be Ish Ploni, Mamzer Meshish Ish, that we saw in the Mishnah, and adds two more things now, Vakasa Be Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav Vinaki. What does that mean? We'll get to a third thing in just a second, but look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Mishnas Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav Vinaki, Kav Mida Ktana. Very small, it's a small measurement. He's only mentioned a few places throughout Midrashim and Gemara, Mishnah, Brises. But he's Naki, anything he says, B'chobakim Shinitzkar, Halacha Kmos. Whatever he says, it's pure, it's always like him. So Kavanaki, that's what the phrase means. Why is this mentioned? Megillas Yuchsin, Erlchener writes, because the Gemara Kedushin tells us that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was very involved, he was Osek in the Halachas of Yuchsin. That's why he's mentioned on this very, this Shtar, this Megillah. And the third thing mentioned was Vikasaba Menashe Haragis Yeshaya. Menashe killed, he murdered Yeshaya. So now the Gemara is going to finish up the parak discussing this relation between Menashe and Yeshaya. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Maiden Daina Vikatle. Menashe judged Yeshaya and he ended up killing Yeshaya. What was this conversation? What was the debate? So the Gemara explained that Menashe says to Yeshaya, Amar lei, Moshe Rabbecha, Amar kilo yirani hadam v'chai. Moshe said that no one could see a Kadosh Baruch Hu and live. V'at, but you, Yeshaya, Amaris, you said, V'ere es Hashem Yoshev al kisei Ram v'nisi. You said, I saw Hashem sitting on his throne. How could that be? You're going against your Rebbe? Moshe Rabbecha, Amar mika Hashem elokeinu b'kol kareinu. I love, who's like Hashem who calls wherever he is? A person can find the Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever he wants, whenever he needs him. V'at, Amaris, you say, Dirish Hashem b'matzu. You have to seek him out. He's not so easy to find. Moshe Rabcha Amar Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Moshe said that one's days are always complete. You never add on to a person's days. And that, Amar, you said, Hosafti Lecha Yamecha Chamesh Yisrei Shana. You add 15 years onto the life of Chizkiah. But how could that be? So there are three contradictions you had against your Rebbe, and therefore you deserve to be killed. So Amar Yeshaya says back to him, Yadanaba, I know you very well, Menashe. Tilomakaba Madde Emala. Whatever I respond to, you won't accept. Yemala, if I'd say something to you, Eshavye Mezi. You're going to call me Mezi and you're going to kill me. So he didn't want to respond. So what did he do? Amar Shame, he said, Shame am a farish. The Ibla be'arza, and he ended up being swallowed up, hiding in some cedar tree. Osir la'arza, they brought this piece of wood to Menashe. The Nasrua, and he started to peel off to cut the wood. Kimata la'ad puma, when he got to the mouth of Yeshaya that was hiding in this wood, Nach Nafshe, he died. Why dafka by the mouth did he die? Mishum Damar says that Yeshaya said about the Am Yisrael, "Ubesoch Am Teme Svasaim Anochi Yoshev." I sit within a nation that has a terrible lips. So since he said that which is bad about the Am, particularly about the mouth, he was killed at his mouth. So Gemara then says, "Mikamakum Kashikra Hadadik." So that was the Maisa. In the end of the day, these are very good questions. Menashe asked very good questions against Yeshaya. How did he go against his Rebbe Moshe in three different locations? The Eres Hashem, what does that mean? Kidatan, the Baisa says that Kol Nevim Nistaklu Baspaklaria, Shena Mi'ira. Every Navi saw through some type of faded, foggy mirror vision, wasn't very clear. Moshe Beinu Nistaklu Baspaklaria Ha'mi'ira. So in other words, when things are foggy, you could create that which is in there. Your imagination takes over. So Yeshaya saw something foggy, and he took it to the next step and said, I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't really see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when Moshe saw directly, he saw directly as much as one could possibly see, he certainly did not see. So it's simply about what the visions were that tricked Yeshaya into thinking he saw that which he didn't really see. Next thing, Dirshu Hashem b'matzo, what does it mean Yeshaya said you have to seek Hashem out, you can't just find them wherever you are. Ha b'yachid ha b'tzibur. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about b'tzibur, when you daven b'tzibur, then a person could always find b'chol kareinu, you could find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Yeshaya is referring to a yachid. If a yachid wants to find them, you have to find them in particular times of the year. Dirshu, there's certain times when you could seek out Hashem, but not all the time. So when is that? B'yachid emas, when is an opportune time for a yachid to find, to seek a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabba, Bar Avua, Eilu Asar Yavim Shebein Rosh Chod, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim. The 10 days of Seres Meitshuva are the time that even a yachid, a dirsha Hashem b'matzo, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, could be found during these 10 days. And then the third question was, Es Mispar Yamech Amalei, that I'll fill the days up, said Moshe Beinu. And you said, Yeshaya, that you'll add on to one's life. So the Tanahi, that's a Machlokas Tanayim. In other words, Machlokas Tanayim really argue about a Machlokas Nevi'im, if you will. So what's this Machlokas Tanayim? The Sani, the Braisa says, Es Mispar Yamech Amalei, Elu Shnei Doros, these are the times of a person's life. Zocha, a person Zochi does the right thing. He lives a life of full of Zuchuyos. Mashumin Lo, we complete his life that he was supposed to live in the beginning. Lo Zocha, if he does not do the right thing, Pochsin Lo, we detract the days he was supposed to live. Divrei Rebbe Kiva. In other words, Rebbe Kiva doesn't say you could add on to one's life. A person either could live up to what he was supposed to, or not live up to what he was supposed to. But Chacham Omrim, no, Zocha, a person not only has a good life, but he does incredible things. Mosifilo, we're going to add on days and years to his life. That's like Yeshai Hamel. Lo Zocha, if a person's not Zocha, Pochzalo, then we remove some of the days that he was expected to live. So this Machlokas tonight was really Machlokas Nevi'im between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshaya. So in a Hanami, this was Machlokas, but this is Machlokas that apparently had lasted many generations through the various Tzaddikim. So now the Gemara says back, Amru lo Rabbi Kiva, Hachamim, say back to Rabbi Kiva, you really hold that person, his time is limited? Hari Omer, it says, the Gabi Chizkiah, when Chizkiah was going to die, he davened to Yeshaya that he should live longer. So because he davened, Yeshaya said, Hashem added on 15 years to your life. So how do you argue this? It's a clear pasuk that you can add on years to a person's life. So Amr Lam, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Mishalo hostivalo. No, wasn't adding on to his life that he was initially given. Initially, what happened was Chizkiah was supposed to live to 60, let's say. And he didn't do the right thing. He didn't get married until he lived to only 45. So then he davened, so he got 15 years back what he originally was given. Not more than he was given. He was again, detracted the amount of time and given back what he was supposed to live, but not more than he was supposed to live. So Teda, bring your proof here. Sherei, Navi, Omer Misnabe, that a Navi had prophesied in the times of Yerava, many years earlier, there's going to be a great king, Chizkiah. He named Bet Nola, the base David, Yoshi Hashem, rather Yoshi is going to live, and Adain Lo Nolad, but still, Chizkiah wasn't yet, Adain Lo Nolad, Menashe. So Menashe, who came from Yoshiah eventually, so what happened was, a Navi, in the times of Yeravam, predicted that there's going to be a Yoshiah going to be a Menashe many, many years prior to this. Now, if that's the case, how could he misnabe, if this is true, that Chizkiah's years was really added on to the 15 years he added on later on, and that's where Menashe and Yoshiah came from? So how could he predict that something that was really added on? Nevi'im only predict about that which is certain. That which is uncertain, that which is only added on during the times of Chizkiah, how could you predict such a thing? So it must be really that he was always supposed to live till, I'm giving the number 60, and then that's what it means, Hosafti al Yimecha Chamesh Yisrael. Rabban say, no, not true. Miksiv Michizkiah. Who said Yoshiah Melch is going to come from Chizkiah? The Beis David Ksiv. The prediction was he's going to come from Beis David. I didn't say Dafka from Chizkiah. It could have been from another descendant of Beis David. But in the end of the day, Chizkiah himself was Zocha to added days onto his life. Granted, Yoshiah came from him. And granted, Yoshiah was predicted hundreds, maybe 10 decades earlier. But that doesn't mean that Yoshiah's, Chizkiah's life was not added onto. It was added onto Enoch Hanami and had not come from Chizkiah. It would have come from another king of a base of David. And then the Gemara in the Parak finally concludes, Ishto Shemesa v'chule, Yivamta Shemesa v'chule. The end of the Mishnah had all these examples which seem pretty self-explanatory and, really logical, unnecessary to be said. And the Gemara says, you're right. I'm a Rav Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe. This is what Rebbe taught. Mishnah Sheina Tzichel. This is a Mishnah that was unnecessary. We would have figured these out on our own. But nonetheless, the Mishnah taught it to us. Hajin Lach HaChulitz. Okay, so we stopped the parak here. We stopped today's daf. And tomorrow we're going to get into some very, very involved Rashis, as you'll see. A bit complicated yet again. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.